This is the 2017 State House Podcast, brought to you by South Dakota Public Broadcasting. Funding is provided in part by SDN Communications and the South Dakota Bar Foundation. Here's Kara Hetland with a rundown of today's top legislative news in Pierre.
Governor Dennis Dugard signed a bill that adds electronic devices to the state's wiretapping laws. More specifically, Dugard says the bill allows law enforcement to monitor cell phone calls.
The bill was, its intent was not to intercept emails or intercept text messages. The intent was to tap into audible cell phones.
Dugard says the move is part of the state's attempt to address the methamphetamine epidemic. Officials say the wiretapping law has not been used in over 30 years. The change in wiretapping laws passed through both houses almost unanimously, with only one vote against it. Previously, only landline phones were on the books. Dugard says he wanted the statute updated. The House Judiciary Committee passed Senate Bill 26 to improve how the state notifies crime victims. The proposal streamlines the automated system in charge of notifications. The South Dakota Attorney General's Office uses the State Automated Victim Information Notification System, or SAVIN. This allows victims to receive information about their cases. Victims who register can receive all relevant information through text, email, or mail. The new bill simplifies the registration process and allows the state prosecutors to decide who qualifies. Attorney General Marty Jackley brought the bill before the committee. He says having this information contributes to criminal justice transparency.
The court system is busy. Things change. Hearing dates get canceled and moved around. And if you write a letter, you may not receive the letter until after the fact. And that's the beauty of SAVIN. When those changes happen, and especially if it's a direct feed, you get that text message, you get that email, or you can get that phone call that makes it happen. And I understand there's some people that don't have phones and have computers, and we're back with the written method.
Jackley says Marcy's Law is a separate matter from this, but the amendment will put more reliance on SAVIN. The bill moves on with a due pass recommendation. The Senate State Affairs Committee is bringing a lobbying bill to the full Senate. The bill allows tribal elected officials the opportunity to speak in meetings without having to register as lobbyists. State Tribal Relations Secretary Steve Emery says elected officials from communities across the state do not have this requirement.
As the law stands, elected leaders from South Dakota tribes are not given the same affordance to testify before legislative committees. Rather, elected leaders of tribes are required to register as a private lobbyist in order to present to a legislative committee. Senate Bill 74 was drafted to address what we see as an oversight and give the elected leaders of tribes in South Dakota the ability to appear before the legislature to present local issues facing state citizens within their constitution.
Senate Bill 74 advances with 8 votes for passage and 1 excused absence. The State Senate Transportation Committee is advancing a bill to help protect auto mechanics whose customers don't pay them for work. Senator Craig Kennedy of Yankton tells committee members Senate Bill 69 stems from a court case involving a mechanic who was not paid for repairs and a bank with a lien on the vehicle that won't pay the work bill.
But this is a clarification that says, no, if you come to reclaim a vehicle, you need to pay the bill. And it only makes sense because one of the parties that can reclaim under the statute is the owner. And you certainly wouldn't let the owner come and reclaim a vehicle without paying the bill that they've run up.
Kennedy says the bill makes a minor modification to an existing statute. It currently doesn't specify payment of the bill to release a lien.
The way the process works, the lien holders are still protected. When the mechanic gets title to the vehicle, it then must be sold. They're entitled to keep the amount of their unpaid repair bill from the proceeds of sale. Any excess must then be turned over to a lien holder or to the owner.
The measure passed without opposition and heads to the full Senate.
You can keep up with the top legislative news every day by listening to the 2017 State House Podcast. For additional programming of South Dakota Public Broadcasting and for more radio news, visit us online at sdpb.org. Additionally, download the free SD.net app on your mobile device. This will keep you up to date with committee meetings, floor sessions, agendas, and more during this year's legislative session. Be sure to also connect with us on social media by liking South Dakota Public Broadcasting News on Facebook and by following at SDPB News on Twitter. Funding is provided in part by SDN Communications and the South Dakota Bar Foundation. This has been a production of South Dakota Public Broadcasting.